congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of confession and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly.
Let Israel be glad in his Maker.
Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King.
Let them praise his name with dancing,
making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory.
Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands,
to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples,
to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron,
to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain.
Alleluia. This is a feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The first reading is from Revelation, Chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on earth or sea or against any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God. And he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The next thing we have is the anthem, and I want to say something about it for everybody listening. You'll notice you hear the refrain, "Gathered by the river to pray." And in the first part of it, you hear that it's in this life, talking about worshiping God in this life. But as you listen carefully towards the end of it, it's talking about heaven, gathering with the saints in heaven. So it has that whole theme of worshiping God here now, but also looking forwards to heaven. And come forwards for the anthem.
The epistle reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing Alleluia in verse. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The congregation may be seated.
The text for this morning's sermon is taken from that reading from 1 John chapter 3. I begin just by rereading verse 2. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. By the way, I realized after the children's message was over that I had forgot to turn the throat mic back on. So I apologize if you didn't hardly hear any of that children's message. I turn it off for singing the anthem, so I'm not the only person you hear. And sometimes I forget to turn it back on. It's on now. Two years ago, I preached on the for All Saints. I preached on the gospel, that same gospel reading. And we are going through Revelation right now. And those of you that are attending with the Revelation Bible class know that we've been covering the Revelation 7 and have covered that. And I thought it'd be good to listen to 1 John 3, that reading. To be a Christian, to be a child of God, is pure gift. It's not something that we choose to do. It's not something that we have enough power to do on our own. It's gift. Lighting a little candle can give you ideas or analogies, illustrations. But one thing we notice, that the way our candles normally work, they have to be lit from the outside. They don't light themselves. You have to light them. As children of God, this is something that he does for us. And so when we see that faith in God, in Jesus Christ, in anybody at all, we know that God is working there. That's impossible to have that faith in Christ without God's action in that person's life. John wrote, the reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, that hymn that sometimes we sing, and we could have sung it today, but it's well-known hymn, I'm but a stranger here, heaven is my home. As a Christian, we realize that the evil that breaks out over and over again all around us, and the problems, and the evil in us too, are fighting against sin, that this isn't right. This isn't the way it's supposed to be, and we're very correct in saying that. We're a stranger here. We are children of the Heavenly Father, and the way he designs things to be perfect and holy, full of mercy and truth, is not what we see around us all the time. We're a stranger here. And so we look forwards to heaven. And the world, if a person is not a Christian, they truly, truly cannot understand that. Because it's something that God gives. People can talk about Christianity, observe Christians, or write about Christians from the outside. But from the inside, that feeling that it's not right, this isn't the way it's supposed to be, that is a longing for our heavenly home that God gives us. And we learn about that through especially the other books of the Bible too, but the Gospels, the way we see Jesus act and minister to people, his mercy, his grace, his compassion, we get such a strong with that's heaven. That's what heaven's like. That's what God is like. But we look around the world and we don't see it that much, even in our own lives. But in Christ, we see this is what it's like, and the world doesn't know that. If you don't believe in Christ, don't have Christ in their lives, this is what it's like. So John's writing. So they didn't know us. They didn't know God, and so they don't understand us. This truly is a gift from God. It's not from the world. It can't be pretended. In that second verse, one of the things I would like to emphasize for us to pay attention to is, he says, "Beloved, we are God's children now." Now. In this life. We thank God for those who have gone before us in the faith and are in heaven. But we can never, ever forget or let it weaken in our minds that we are promised heaven, we are God's children now, this life. And whatever is going on in this life, I am a child of God, I'm a child of God. We can't lose faith in Christ. But in faith in Christ, I'm a child of God now. He also says in verse 2 there that what it's going to be like, we don't see it all yet. And I pondered upon this teaching. In Christ, in the Gospels, we see the holiness, we see the healing, we see the compassion of Christ. They saw his glory at the Transfiguration. But yet, there was not that complete calmness, that complete peace. The promise is there. We have it in Christ by faith. But it hasn't all materialized yet so that it's all finally, the troubles are gone. It hasn't happened yet. And we're waiting. The promise of the kingdom that Jesus, the kingdom of God that Jesus preached, it's here and yet it's still coming. And that's what we Christians are waiting for and trying to draw others into his wife as well. His God's glory and his life, his eternal life that he gives to us, we can't perceive it all yet. You chuckled, and I also chuckled downstairs when I told the choir, I get over COVID, I'm coming back to church, and then I stab my thumb. I mean, how many things are going to go on, you know? It's like that in life, sometimes big, sometimes small. It's like, one more thing, one more thing. But God wants us to know we are his child now, and there is a glory in life he promises us that we have, and yet, it's going to come all. It's still coming. In the little notes I have, the blanks there, I put in life and love everlasting will be ours, but you can add all kinds of things in. You can add in peace. You can add contentment. You can add glory. You can add forgiveness. You can add life, love. All these things we will see fully. Will be everlasting. And to remember also as we go through life day by day by day, our souls are everlasting. We do not cease to exist. Scripture says that when we die, we are asleep in Christ, and he calls us, and he raises our bodies so that our bodies will be everlasting. So our loved ones are there asleep in Christ, waiting for the time that he will call all people for judgment, some to everlasting glory in heaven, some to condemnation. But that quality of everlasting is ours now, and yet we will fully perceive it when Christ comes again. We can't lose that part of the gospel. We see the temporariness of human plans. We see things fail in this life. Some things take and are successful, but many things don't work. And then people argue about this or that or this or that because it's not working. I have a better idea, I have a better idea. You know, it can be in many areas of life like this. But what God wants us to know is that we are his sons and daughters everlasting. And he is in control. We should look to him. Commit our lives to what he's going to is doing and doing for us. In verse 3, John wrote, "And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." We remember Christians, maybe family members, who have died in the faith. And we remember what is so strong in our memories of them is their kindness, but also their faith in Christ, the reason for their kindness, the reason for their stamina in life was their faith in Christ. And that's a special gift that we've seen in them. And so also, as we go through life, yet here on this earth, we need to pray over and over again, "Let me be a light, so I can be an encouragement to others, not for my glory, but just to help others. And that I won't hinder others, but that I would help others in the faith. Like my father helped me, like my grandmother helped me, like my aunt helped me." How they help me? Help me, God, to be like that for somebody else. Who thus hopes in him. That phrase, "who thus hopes in him," is talking about faith in Christ. Hope is, this hope that he's speaking of here is not a hope like, "Oh, maybe it'll happen. Maybe I can get another 1,000 miles out of my car. Maybe I can get this cast off my arm a week early." Not kind of like that. But a sure and certain hope. Whoever hopes thus, whoever knows that he or she is Christ, is God's son and daughter, whoever knows that, is in Christ. And that person is purified by Christ. It's not our own purity, it's Christ. Every bit of goodness that you can remember of your loved ones who have passed on and are in heaven now, every bit of goodness that you remember was given to them by God. It was a gift to them by God. My Aunt Mildred, she passed in the 1990s, mid-90s. We have the same birth date, May 30, both born May 30. We have a silver dish that was given to my Aunt Mildred, and she had never had her own children. She and Uncle Harold never had their own children. But she has a silver dish, a silver bowl that we've inherited, that she got as a gift from her church for being Sunday school superintendent for 50 years. That was a gift that God was given to her to help her to go through life at the same congregation for 50 years to help the children. And congregations and people, families are here at Zion for a long time, and other congregations for a long time, serving one another. This is a gift of God, a shining light. And we pray that God would help us, you and me, to be a light to others, to help them, to not hinder them, but to help them in their faith, to show Christ's love, to show Christ's forgiveness, This is what is eternal. This love and forgiveness in Christ as God's children. This is what goes on. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for the blessings you have given in given our lives with loved ones who have been Christian witnesses and servants to us. Whether they helped us when we were very young or maybe just even recently, they have been gifts to us, and thank you for them. And we ask you to bless our congregation, to bless our families, to bless each one of us with faith that endures, with the energy and the resources to help others. And perhaps that means to pray for others. Maybe we don't have a lot of strength, but we have strength to pray for others. Help us to be a blessing. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the final two verses of For All the Saints, 677. Continue with the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church as printed in the bulletin. Standing with a great multitude of saints before the throne of God and the Lamb, let us join in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving to the God of our salvation. Mighty and eternal God, we thank you for the faithful saints who have gone to your house in heaven before us. Thank you for their witness and service to their families and Christian brothers and sisters. We ask the Holy Spirit to also give us faith all our days until we are called home. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the Christian lives of Violet Mary Eberle, and of Lois J. Flory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to the joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, faithful God, we commend ourselves, our bodies and souls, and all things into your keeping. In your righteousness, deliver us from all that would harm the body and assault the soul. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Righteous God, bless all ministers of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care, that the comfort of Christ's sacrifice and the joy of his resurrection may be proclaimed to all who grieve their sin and mourn their dead. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we know of your deep love for us, for you have called us your children. Deepen the love of children for their parents and parents for their children. Strengthen fathers and mothers in their vocations, that they may raise their children in the way that they should go. Hear the prayers of those who long for families. Sustain all expectant mothers and their little ones. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, bless all in authority over us, especially those who work to bring peace and justice, that they might be inclined to your will and walk according to your commandments. Grant wisdom to our citizens and courage and competence to our leaders. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, you are the rock and fortress in our distress. Hear our prayers for those who are sick, suffering, or recovering from illness or injury. We especially remember Margaret and Charlotte and Carlin, Bill and Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Carlene, Grace, Sue and Steve, Rick, Brandy, Maverick, Jeff, Heather, Pastor Nauman, Pastor Shiwi, Pastor Sigmund, Ohio District President Dr. Wilson. And we remember all those suffering and for all rescuing others from Hurricane Ian. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who are nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Father, though death still claims our mortal bodies, you have raised up Christ that we may pass through death to our own joyful resurrection, and to the great reunion with those who have died in Christ and now rest from their labors. Receive our thanks for all the saints and for their witness. Bring us at last to the place of everlasting light and life, that we may see you face to face and live in your presence forevermore. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Shed for the forgiveness of
the
sins.
The priest was holy born.
Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Let us pray. We give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.